Barker, this is your Up and Adam program. A severe weather warning in effect at the moment. So if you're out and about, maybe don't be. Just stay at home, turn on the radio and listen to some wonderful advice from this man.
Pasco, Pasco, have you turned it off and then can you turn it on again? Hey!
Richard Pasco, Adelaide Tech Guy, joins us this morning. Good morning to you.
Morning, Adam. Morning, all the listeners. Let's not talk tech. Let's just talk about last night's great game in the football. But yes, we're in the finals. We finished up. We were top all season. Great end to the season so far. But the real season begins right now.
Here's the thing, though. This is tricky times for Port Adelaide because they do stop once they've reached the top. So
here we go. Four weeks to go there, Adam.
Let's hope they don't stop now and kick on.
Yeah. No, it's good. It's very good. And well done to all the boys and Ken Hinckley and the staff down there. And I know a lot of people say this is a Mickey Mouse season. I think this is the hardest ever season for a football club to actually win.
Yeah.
For what's gone on.
What's wrong with Mickey Mouse? He's a great character.
Exactly right.
Now, speaking of Mickey Mouse, though, what's the big deal with Apple? A bit of a Mickey Mouse announcement.
We would expect no phones. I would expect to see the phones the third week in October. That's my tip at the moment.
Right.
They announced an update to the iPad range. They're going to bundle their services together, which will save people money. Got to say that. I'm just doing an analysis of that at the moment. So you'd be able to bundle your music, your iCloud, the new fitness one as well. But they also announced the new Apple Watch Series 6. Quite excited because I've actually ordered one. It's on its way from China right now. I think it's landing in Sydney as we speak.
Now, this is the new direction that Apple's going, I guess, to sort of make way from where they made money with iPods and things. This is the new bit of wearable tech that they're leading the way on.
They are. Best-selling watch in the world, we've got to say. It's all about health and wellness for it. Mm. But the new watch actually features a blood oxygen monitor on there as well.
Great.
Which I think is wonderful. It's an important measurement of overall health and wellness. If you go in a hospital, they take that measurement to go along and see how well your body's absorbing oxygen. I think it's remarkable. So there's new sensors on the back of the watch face, which actually measures the blood as it goes up and down your wrist. I think it's, along with the heart monitor on it as well, I think it's a really, really good thing. It's got an altimeter on it as well now, so it'll tell you how high you are. That's in...
Meters. Above sea level. Yep.
Yes, we've cleaned that one up immensely, haven't we, Adam? So, yeah.
I mean, it won't be long.
No, it won't be long.
They'll have the random drug testing on the watch and you'll be fine.
There is an app coming. We're deviating slightly. It'll actually tell you if you've had too much to drink.
Wow.
So, yes.
Very good.
So, one app I'll never put on my phone. It starts at $599. They also announced a lower-cost version of the Apple Watch called the Apple Watch SE. That starts at $429. You can order them right now, or you can try and go into the Apple Store and buy one. But I'll have a review for you next week.
Interesting that they think if you've got $429, you're not going to have the extra $170.
No.
It's an interesting price point, but anyway.
It is, yeah.
Now, iOS 14, this is something, if you've got a pre-existing Apple product, you are going to be keen on.
You are, so do the update as well. You do it the next couple of weeks as well. It's a big update, so make sure you've got enough room. It's over 2 gig in size, so if you've got, an iPhone with not much room on it, you might want to wait and buy a new iPhone, I've got to say that, as well. Some people are having trouble installing it as well. Make sure that your phone doesn't go to sleep while it's trying to do it and you've got a solid internet connection on there as well. Lots of new features, including widgets. Android's had them for such a long time now. But as a privacy feature that I actually really like, you will notice on your screen sometimes when once you install, a green or an orange dot might appear on the top of your screen. What it is that if it's a green dot on the top of your screen, it means that somebody is using your camera at the time. And if it's an orange dot, it means an app is using your microphone at the time as well. So if they're up there and you're saying, but I didn't open anything for it, you can go along, find out what app's actually doing it, stop the app actually using your camera or your microphone. That's for people who get very paranoid thinking their iPhones are listening to them as well. So you can either revoke the access or delete the app. It's part of the new privacy features in iOS 14, which is quite interesting.
Which is great, but Christ, if they're listening to me, I mean, they deserve more money. I mean,
they do.
I mean, off air, my conversation very, very minimal. It's not great to listen to. Now, the other thing, I've got, I don't have an Apple. I've got a Google, and I've got it here in the radio station. If I play a song, it'll tell me what song's playing on my front page of my screen.
That's
great.
Yeah,
it's great.
It is.
Remember when we had to guess what that was?
Exactly right.
So good. Anyway, let's talk about something that everyone should know, and that is how to be careful when you post things, because not only can you get unstuck from someone misconstruing what you're saying, but if you're putting actual personal information up on your posts, that's really dangerous.
Look, it is. And, you know, Tony Abbott last week decided he'd post his Qantas boarding pass. Somebody out there was actually able to decipher his phone number on there as well, you know, and all personal information about him on there. So, you know, things like when you're travelling, you don't post boarding passes on there. Don't be one of those parents. I know you're excited when you have your kids. Don't post their birth certificate online either, because you could actually be setting that for identity theft down the track. And we all love to go along and announce it, telling what day it's born. We put all that information on there about the kids and everything. And so I wouldn't be doing that. And we've got the school holidays coming up. Can guarantee you, Adam, when the kids go back to school, there'll be all these posts up of all the kids going back to school telling everybody their names and what school they go to.
Yes.
Think very carefully before you go along and do that. If you want to post it just a couple of friends on there. Don't make it public.
Yeah, we've got the family messenger and things like that.
Yep.
That's where the school photos go. They don't go on the front page.
No, but you've seen it where they go.
Yeah.
So they go, we'll post the kids up there. And so, I would not be doing that, because people actually go along and study these photos very, very carefully to get as much information off them as they can.
Right. And that's not cool. So don't do it.
No, don't do it.
Simple. Hey, the announcement that Apple made, just to go back for that, should they just put out a press release?
It was a very nice 1 hour video.
Was it? Okay.
Yeah.
Was it 3 o'clock in the morning though, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was 3 o'clock in the morning.
I was
back in bed by 4:15 for another hour.
Good one. All right. Well, that is a comprehensive look at what you might glean from that announcement, and of course, some excellent tips on how to keep yourself safe on the internets. There, Adelaide tech guy Richard Pascoe, thank you for illuminating us. And of course, you can head to the website at Richard's website to find out a lot of great hints and tips in detail. All the best with the week off the footy.
Thanks, Adam.
A bit of anxiety to.
It's all good. Get the boys and have a bit of a rest now. It's good. It's what we want to see.
Legs up. Good work.
That's it.
Richard Pascoe, Adelaide tech guy, joining us this morning. We'll catch him next week. It is Up and Adam this morning, 13 to 9.
Saturday All Sports.